WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 Men to Win. Your daily dose of motivation and real talk to kickstart your day. Brought to you by yours truly, Asher Blake. Now, let's be honest. Life can throw some curveballs, right? Sometimes there's little or big. Bumps in the road leave us feeling weighed down by anger, resentment, or just plain negativity. Ever wake up and find yourself stuck replaying yesterday's drama in your head? You know that feeling, like a broken record stuck on repeat. It can really drain your energy and make it tough to face the day with a positive attitude. But guess what? Holding onto those negative thoughts and grudges isn't doing you any favors. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It just slows you down and makes the journey harder. So, how do we ditch that negativity and start feeling lighter, freer? Well, my friends, today we're diving into the power of forgiveness not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. First things first, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what someone did was okay. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and resentment so you can move forward with your life. Think of it like this. Holding on to those negative feelings is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. The only one who gets hurt in the end is you. Now, I know letting go isn't always easy. It takes time, effort, and sometimes a whole lot of introspection. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Think about how much lighter you'll feel mentally, emotionally, even physically. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to forgiveness. 1. Recognize your own patterns. Take some time to reflect on situations where you find yourself holding onto anger or resentment. What triggers these feelings? Identifying your patterns can help you break free from them. 2. Practice empathy. Try putting yourself in the other person's shoes. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes people act out of pain or fear. Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their actions, but it can create a space for compassion. 3. Focus on your growth. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened, it's about choosing to learn from it and grow as a person. How can you use this experience to become stronger, wiser, and more resilient? Choose gratitude. Instead of dwelling on the negativity, shift your focus towards things you're grateful for in your life. This helps cultivate a more positive mindset and makes it easy to let go of grudges. Remember, even in difficult situations, there are always reasons to be thankful. 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time and effort. Be kind to yourself along the way and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to carry around this huge weight of anger towards her ex-boyfriend after their messy breakup. She constantly replayed every hurtful thing he'd said and done, letting it poison her thoughts and affect her relationships with others. But then she started practicing forgiveness. She realized that holding onto those feelings wasn't doing her any good, it was just keeping her stuck in the past. Slowly but surely, she started to let go. She recognized his flaws without justifying his actions, focused on her own growth, and cultivated gratitude for the lessons she'd learned. Today, Sarah is a much happier person who has moved on with her life, free from the burden of resentment. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't about condoning or forgetting, it's about releasing yourself from the chains of negativity so you can embrace a brighter future. It's a gift you give yourself a chance to heal, grow, and live with more peace and joy. So today, take a moment to reflect on your own experiences, identify any grudges you might be holding onto, and start practicing forgiveness. You won't regret it. Now go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Until tomorrow, keep hustling and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.